The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And let me tell you what we're going to talk about today. We got some blockbuster guests. I mean, some big names dropping in to this show. There is a reason why we're the number one action motorsports radio show on the planet, and we are proving it to you today. We have one of the legends, one of the greatest to ever sit on a supercross or a motocross bike, my good friend Ryan Dungey. He is going to be on the show today. He's taking up the entire second hour because this interview is going to be that damn good. Ryan Dungey today, right here on the show. Yes, I am looking forward to that one, catching up with him. It's been a couple of years. He's a few years into retirement, and it should be fun to hear about the stories that he's got to tell today. And then, you know what? We gotta have a 1-2 punch, right? You gotta have a jab if you've got a hook. We have my good friend, Indy 500 champion, Alexander Rossi, on the show here in hour number one. And so if Dungey and Rossi aren't enough, we got a couple of segments with my good friend Tiffany Stone today as well. So a triple header of guests, all killer, no filler, right here on your favorite motorsports radio show. I am looking forward to this. It is going to be epic. It's going to be good times. And we got a lot flying right at you. So yes, looking forward to that. It's going to be a action-packed show. And If you guys are just tuning in on the American Forces Network, Sirius XM, Sports Byline, Podcast One, Down and Dirty Show, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in, thank you guys for joining us. You can hit me up at JimBeaver15 if you got any guest suggestions, guest questions, questions you want me to answer, our guest to answer, anything like that. Yes, tune right in and they're on the Twitter machine, Instagram, and, hit me up. Let me know who you want to hear from. And, that being said, I did have a big event this week, the Jim Beaver Esports, the General Tire E-Short Course World Cup presented by Fistful of Bourbon, and that's going to be airing on CBS Sports. So we're going to get into that later on in the show as well. But right now we're going to take a short commercial break on the General Tire Down to Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a fistful of bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCracken, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Got my good friend, my partner, crime, the person I'm going to be hanging out with for a week out at Hammertown, Tiffany Stone. Welcome to the show, T-Stone.
Hi, how's everybody doing today? I don't know why I said it like that.
So you know what? I do so many coming in and out of breaks that sometimes I get a little bit weird. So it's all right to get weird once in a while, T-Stone. We're both a little weird. I'm feeling it. So, yeah.
I think it's because I didn't get much sleep last night after we did the iRacing stuff, and then I woke up around 5 a.m. to head out to Hammertown. So I think I'm rolling on like 4.5 hours of sleep, I think. So maybe that's it.
You're not going to need melatonin to get yourself to sleep tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. I'm trying to put in maybe 13 to 14 hours today, just because the second half, once I get past like Amarillo, Texas, out that way, there's some petroglyphs that I wanted to check out in New Mexico right by Albuquerque. So I kind of wanted to put a bunch of time in today and then hopefully be able to hit those up tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I like about when you travel, because I like following you on Instagram. Well, I like following you on Instagram anyways, because you always post rad stuff. But when you're traveling, you always hit up, like, all these rad spots. Like, you're not somebody who hits a freeway and just straight line to where you're going. Like, you take all these side roads. Oh, I'm going to go check this out. I'm going to go check that out. I'm going to check this out. You know, and it's one of those that it kind of keeps us on our toes when you're taking a road trip.
No, I am exactly like that, and the route that I've taken is pretty much the Route 66 type of way. I'm actually passing a sign that is in historic Missouri for Route 66 right now, or Route 66, however you prefer people to say it. But that's one of my favorite things. If anybody's ever followed me or knows me, I love that so much. It's just really cool. It's iconic. You got to think about all the different people and how many people have taken that route, either from Chicago, all the, you know, or picked it up all the way to Santa Monica, vice versa, both ways. And, you know, so I try to do that a lot. And I want to do a few of those more that I haven't been able to see. I think it's the Two Guns in the in Winslow, Arizona. I read up some stuff about that. So I think I might try to hit that up, too.
Dang. Well, and that's kind of cool. You've got a little bit of time to kill. I know I'm heading out here to Arizona, but yeah, before Hammertown, and I think you're heading out next Friday, so like a week from now. So, yeah, you got plenty of time to explore and see the sights and, I don't know, have a good time along the way.
No, I am. And then, like you're saying about Arizona, my dad just recently retired and moved to Arizona, kind of close by you, like we were talking about before, and I found a trail that's about 2 hours from his house, the Crown King Trail, and it's the back roads into Crown King. And, you know, he's never really been wheeling with me or anything like that, because we don't really have that type of terrain out in Michigan. And so since he's out there, I said, hey, let's go do that. And he's looking forward to it. So we're going to try to hit up that trail. Heard it was pretty, you know, pretty easy. Do a little shakedown before I hit up Hammers. And then, of course, have a steak when we get to the top of the mountain.
Yeah. So Crown King, I've never been on that trail, but I'm very familiar with the area. There's some rad trails around there. I've got a lot of friends that have. So there's actually, between Crown King and Prescott, there's actually a place called the Yacht Club. and it's like this
okay.
bar out in the middle of nowhere boondocks that you got a wheel to get to. It's almost like the Desert Bar in Parker, but I think it's a little bit easier to get to. But it's literally, they call it the Yacht Club, and it's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's like a literally a town with just a bar and, like, I think a couple of RVs parked out there or something like that. But if you look it up, like, there's something called the Yacht Club out there in the middle of nowhere, and it's basically a bar in nowhere that you get to with Jeeps or Razors or something.
That's awesome. It's kind of ironic that you have a bar that's in the middle of the desert called the Yacht Club, and there are no yachts around.
Yeah, no, I think but, is a yacht. No, that's the thing. It's called the Yacht Club, and there's, like, this old broken-down yacht out there that, like, is part of the bar. So, and that's the whole theme of things. Like, how the hell did this yacht get to the middle of the desert, you know?
No, that's crazy. One time, a long time ago, when I was doing stuff for a different tire company back in the day, when I first started out, and a guy that actually works for King Shocks now, he was working for this company, and we were out there, and we wanted to hit up this one bar, and we picked out this bar. I think it was in South Dakota, and it was just this random thing. We ended up going there. This was back in the day when I was drinking. What is that bar? You know, and girls used to drink it all the time. Hypnotic. So that's when I was going through my hypnotic stage, and we found this bar, but it was literally in, you had to go through a neighborhood, and it was like in the back bar part, like not a country club, not like that. It was just a bar that was in the middle of a developed neighborhood. So that's kind of what that reminds me of.
Yeah, well, Hypnotic. I think the replacement to Hypnotic I've seen floating around lately is it's like bright ass pink, and it's called Kinky. And I took a sip of that, and I swear to God, it's like alcoholic Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, see, because being in Michigan, I live so close to the border of Windsor, and when you were 19 back in the day, this was a little bit after 9/11, about 4 years before they decided that you needed a passport or an enhanced ID. You just needed to go with your regular ID, and you could drink when you were 19. Obviously, when you came back over into the States, you were under the age and under the influence, so that's not something to do, but I just remember Canada being so crazy back then. It was just like bar hopping, and when you're 19, by the time I hit 21 and I was drinking in the States, I was like, I'm kind of over this. Like, you kind of already got that, you know, out of there. And I just got drinking hypnotic. And it was just, and Jaeger back then now. No.
Now, there's still people, I've got friends that are big Jaeger drinkers, and I don't know, here we are talking booze on the show, but time for a Fistful of Bourbon plug, I guess, because I'm going to get you to try out some Fistful of Bourbon at King of the Hammers. How about that?
Okay, I have that, and I brought the Hunt a Killer game for you.
Ah, sweet. Looking forward to that. I love Hunt a Killer, so I'm actually on, just started the second box set of Hunt a Killer. Finished up the first one, and think about Hunt a Killer is you don't have any option. You get on their subscription list, and they just start pumping boxes to you. It's like you got to go on there and unsubscribe. I mean, I'm not complaining, but they love getting their hooks in you.
No, and I just finished my first six because when you do the subscription for the year, they give you six of them, you know, to figure out what the murder mystery is. And then I finished that one. It was the Cadence Theater. It was pretty cool. And then I just got the second one. It's about a boy band type thing. I think it's called Just For You is the name of the boy band, which it's really cool because, you know, we've talked about it. They give you like a cocktail list, and then they give you a Spotify list of like all the boy bands and songs and stuff. It's really cool. It's a nice immersive type of thing, especially being stuck at home still for some people. So I think it's awesome. I hope you enjoy this one. You can figure it out in like 2.5 hours, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm actually just started the boy band one, so I think I'm on the same one you are. So this should be interesting. I think I'm my one box in or two box into the boy band one. So
I'm one box in, so maybe we can talk about it next time and figure out who we listen to us. We're these older people. I'm like older people, man. These people that are like, we love these like box game sets. I don't know.
It is fun. We'll have to do like a FaceTime night or something like that, try and solve it at the same time if we're on the same box.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Virtual Hunt a Killer and drinking night or something. I don't know. I'm sure we can figure something out.
I mean, Fistful of Bourbon supplies that. I'm good with it, and we can figure all that out.
Yeah, when you subscribe to your first Hunt a Killer, did you get the Moscow Mule mugs?
Yes, I did. Yes. And the cocktail drinks and stuff like that. Or the book.
Yeah, exactly. So they embrace drinking. So, and by the way, Hunt to Killer, if you're listening to this, you totally should be advertising on the show, because we just did an entire segment here on on a podcast in SiriusXM about Hunt to Killer. So, yeah, we need like a coupon code or something. Jimmy and T-Stone, and when you use the code, we get a kickback or something. Like, I don't know. Or at least our box is free, Tiff.
Yes, I would be down for that. And this is not a subscribed ad. I know many people think between like you and I, of course they're plugging this. This is real, everybody. This is something that we enjoy.
Yeah, we enjoy that. It's not a paid ad like my one earlier for manscaping. So, yes, Hunt to Killer, we're just saying it's rad. Well, manscaping is rad, too. I got to tell you, it's definitely worth the price of the razor. But, yes, this is not a paid ad. I don't know, Tiff.
This random.
We have gone.
Did you get the ball wash? I don't even know, but it comes with the ball wash, right?
Yes.
That's the name of it.
They sent me an entire package. They've got the mats. They've got the manscaping razor. And I'm telling you, like, it actually works really damn well, Tiff. So, yes, I am telling you, it is worth the price you're going to pay. And if you want a discount, use the coupon code Jim Beaver, and it will definitely get you a discount at manscaped.com. But that being said, Tiff, we got to take a short commercial break. We come back, you and I, we're going to talk some King of the Hammers right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And as we did that segue before the break, I'm going to roll into the full spot because I got to do it with T-Stone here on the line. Support the Down and Dirty Radio Show because we are brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs. They've got their third-generation trimmer out with a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. Trust me, you don't want a grooming accident. Tiff knows, I know. Grooming accidents suck. Yes, Manscaped will decrease that suckage. So I am telling you, this is premium. I mean premium, and the battery lasts up to 90 minutes, so you can have a longer shave. Trust me, though, if you're shaving for 90 minutes, Tiff, you've got a problem, right? I mean, that's another world of problems if you're shaving down there for 90 minutes. I'm just saying, like, that's bad. But anyways, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. That is 20% off free shipping, manscaped.com. Use that coupon code JimBeaver. And trust me, your balls or your lady parts, they're going to thank you. Anyways, Tiff, how was that, right?
That's what I was about to ask you. I was like, but what if women want to use it? Is it a woman cape or... I don't know.
We
got to think of a good one for a female.
Yeah, legit. I don't, and truthfully, they shouldn't call it Manscaped because I've got this, and obviously I know what lady bits look like, and this actually would really, really help a woman as well as a man. So I'm just saying it's Manscaped, but it's universal. So
especially for the ladies that are going to be out at King of the Hammers for 10 plus days in the desert, that'll probably definitely help you out.
It will definitely help you out, but if it takes you 90 minutes to shave down there, you've got another problem coming. So yes. King of the Hammers, Tiff, we are heading out there next Friday. Obviously, you know, King of the Hammers is kind of interesting. I feel like Dave Cole continues to extend the week. It's like inch by inch, like we're going to add another day. We're going to add another day. We're going to add another event. This has gone from like it was, you know, just the Ultra Fours to now it's like almost a week and a half. I know some guys are going to be out there like 12, 13 days. It's a lot of time out in the desert, but it's almost every single day there's something going on. There's something, you know, action-packed happening.
No, exactly, and they added the new Spec TT class, and they're going to be, I think, racing with some Ultra 4s and some Class 1s during that that time, and I'm looking forward to it. It's actually my first year that I will be a part of the actual King of the Hammers live stream. You know, I still do stuff with, like, Amsoil, other companies, Vision, Wheel, obviously, but this year I will be part of the live stream for the big parts starting on Sunday, and then I will be doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday from Remote Pit 1, which is something that they've added this year going off of what you talked about. Now, we always wonder what they're happening at, you know, what's happening at Remote Pit 1 and Remote Pit 2, because Miles is always in the hot pits, which is right there inside of Hammer Town. So hopefully, you know, if everybody tunes in, they'll be able to see what it's like out there, how far they've had to get out, and like what's happening, because that's where a lot of the things happen when they're coming into those remote pits, because either they had broke down, something was going wrong, they needed to refuel. So I'm hoping to be able to bring like all the off-course, not off-course action, but the action that most people wouldn't be able to see unless they wanted to sit out at the hot pits all day.
Yeah, and I think that's cool, you know, and Hammers is interesting, you know, because it's so remote, you know, and there is, even when you're tuning in at home, whether you're at Hammertown, I mean, it's tough even when you're roaming. And I've been to Hammers where I've roamed and I've gone and seen different bits and different races and, you know, different parts of the race. And if you're quick enough and you know where you're going, you can actually, you know, jump from, say, Backdoor to Chocolate Thunder and things like that. It's right across that valley there. But, you know, there's something to be said about this live stream and the thought put in, because people at home can actually see all these different areas. And that's one thing that's great about the live stream. It's actually, I mean, there's nothing that beats being there on site and seeing these vehicles come in and the excitement of seeing, like, you know, the first car through back door and things like that. But, you know, there's something about being at home, because you can, you don't miss anything, you know, and there's a big portion of us who are actually out there on site. You do miss a lot, you know, and, you know, the cell service sucks. You can't really stream things on your phone, you know, because it's so remote and there's so many people. But that's what I love about the live stream. You know, at home, you can see everything. You don't miss a minute.
No, and that's what I like, too, about some of it. Like, even last year, I had a day or two off. One of the days, it was so windy, we ended up going to Big Bear. And then another day, I'm like, I kind of don't even want to go into Hammertown. I could legit watch every part of the race or qualifying or EMC or any of that stuff from my couch where it wasn't windy outside. Because, there, like I said, there was just a day or two when everything was just super windy, like, you could see trailers shaking a little bit because it was just that gusty. And, you know, it's always a crapshoot with that. The last 3 years that I've been, 1 year it was super hot. 1 year, like last year, was super windy. The year before that, it snowed. I'm like, I left Detroit because of the snow to come to Southern California to go to the desert, and it's still snowing, which is just so crazy. And this year, I heard it's supposed to even get down to 32, 30 degrees at night, and thankfully, I have my Airbnb still.
Yeah, it gets chilly out there in a hurry. When that sun goes down, you know, it's almost at times during the day you want to, you know, wear a tank top, something like that. But the sun goes down, and I got to tell you, it gets chilly out there in a hurry. That's why they got the big fire pit and everything. I know things scale back a little bit this year because of COVID-19. I see on the map the fire pit is still there. So I'm assuming that's a go. I thought maybe that'd get canceled because it's, you know, a place where people kind of congregate, but I'm assuming less people will be there this year just because, you know, with the protocols to get through the gate and get into Hammertown, you got to, you know, have your tests and have proof of either a vaccination or antibodies, things like that. So I don't know. I'm kind of really interested to see, looks like vendor area is still going to be packed, but, how many people actually make the trip out to Hammers this year or, you know, if things are affected, you know, spectator wise, Tiff?
I actually think it's going to be probably pretty busy. I know you and I were chatting, you know, off air before, just like we always do. And I was like, I need this. I think everybody needs this. I think so many people have been just so stuck inside their houses. And especially since the Mint 400 was pushed back now, maybe people are like, listen, this is maybe the only time that it's going to be guaranteed to see a race, this type of event at this magnitude. you know, alongside how the mid 400 is so big sometimes as well, maybe this is the only time that they really get to see it. And they're just like, you know what, let's go. And the thing is for anybody that's going out there, obviously you're in the middle of the desert. You go in, you don't necessarily need to be around everybody. If you want to camp with just, you know, the people that are there, or say you got a few friends that are bringing some RVs in, you can pick literally anywhere within the desert to go be by yourself, but yet still be there and enjoy and see some of the racing without having to actually be there. And I think that's one of the advantages for King of the Hammers, for Dave Cole, is it's such a vast area, and it's BLM, and, you know, it's all outside pretty much. Even Hammertown is pretty much outside. The only thing that I think is really covered is the media area and the VIP, plus, of course, you know, where everybody has their own pits and stuff. But other than that, for the public, I still think it's a great idea, and I'm glad that Dave has really put in a lot of effort to make this possible for everybody.
Yeah, and truthfully, being an events person right now is not something that I would want to do. And, you know, as you see a bunch of events, you know, get delayed, get canceled, obviously the Mint 400 at this point, we all know that's being run in December. You know, I'm thankful that's still going to happen. But how they were actually able to pull this off, I mean, an event, not just an event, but an event of this magnitude. I mean, one of the biggest motorsports gatherings of the year anywhere. In the middle of all this, like, I got to tip my cap to Ryan and Dave and everybody at Ultra 4, because especially doing it in the state of California, and they've got a bit of a lynch mob out for them. I mean, LA Times been running pieces, San Francisco newspaper's been running pieces. Like, they've got a hit squad out trying to get this thing squashed, and somehow, some way, they're still pressing on and they're still able to make this thing happen. I got to tell you, they have fought a war, and like you said, the industry needs this event. We all need this event. I'm looking forward to going out there. You're looking forward to it. I think everybody is. And, man, they have gone to bat for us to make this thing happen.
Exactly. You know, and I've actually been able to talk to a few different athletes and drivers. And what's so hard for them is they can no longer schedule out their year. It's literally like scheduling out a month or two. And what's also hard is, as an athlete or driver, ambassador, influencer, however you want to put it, you know, when you make these commitments to these certain types of your sponsors or people within the industry, like, you want to be able to follow up on that. And, you know, thankfully, a lot of this is, you know, people kind of understand now. We're almost a year into what's kind of been going on. And I remember last year, you know, I came home from Las Vegas the week before everything actually got canceled. So I did the Mint 400, came home, and then the next week, we went down on shutdown and they canceled EJS, which that was my first year trying to go out there. So I was super sad about all of it. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to this, to being out in the desert. I want to say smell fresh air, but you know that it's going to be super dusty. But either way, like, I'm just really excited about it all. And especially to try that fistful of bourbon with you that we've been talking about for months now.
Ah, fistful of bourbon. You're speaking to my heart, Tiff. Yes, I am telling you guys, if you're tuning in and you haven't tried Fistful of Bourbon, go to your favorite liquor store and or order online and check it out. If you like whiskey, you like bourbon, you're missing out if you haven't tried Fistful of Bourbon. It's just not a bourbon. It's a damn fistful. Yeah, we got some amazing partners here on the show. Speaking of that, you know, we've had our General Tire East Short Course World Cup presented by Fistful of Bourbon. We're definitely going to get into chatting about that. Might be an hour number two at this point, but we'll see. But yes, we do have a guest coming up, a big one. Indy 500 winner, Alexander Rossi. Yeah, that guy? Well, he's going to be here on the show in just a few minutes when we return right here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris in their award-winning lineup of RZR vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a RZR 170 like me, take the entire family out in a RZR XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new RZR XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris RZR. Check out the full Polaris RZR lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris RZR. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris RZR. I'd like to welcome my good friend and, I don't know, pretty semi-regular guest throughout the year, Alex Rossi, man. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you. Happy to be back, man.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this year we're talking a whole hell of a lot more racing than we did last year. I feel like last year we talked some iRacing and a whole bunch of stuff, whiskey, which is always fun. We can always talk about whiskey, but I'm hoping this year we get to talk more racing, man.
Yeah, me too. And more positive racing related news than what was last year. So just generally different than last year. How's that sound?
Yeah, definitely generally different. I like that. So on a positive note, let's talk a little bit about Sebring, because in some positive news, Alex Rossi, one of the top drivers from the test. How was that? How was it getting back behind the wheel, buddy?
Yeah, it was good, man. I mean, obviously, you know, it was a pretty condensed off season with the schedule changes last year. So it wasn't as long as we usually have out of the car, which I'm not going to complain about in the slightest. So great to be back. Great to kind of put 2020 behind us for the first day officially. And it was kind of a unique day. I was obviously doing the IndyCar test and had a full day of that, but also it was day one for me with Wayne Taylor Racing in the Acura DPI car. So kind of was doing double duty and driving both cars, but that's a good problem to have.
Well, here's a question, because you know, obviously DPI cars are insane. I love looking in the cockpits of those things, and them in Indy cars. I mean, there is a lot of similarities, but there's also a lot of differences. When you're doing double duty like that, I mean, how tough is it to adjust your driving style, bouncing back and forth?
I mean, not really. I have so much time in both cars, right? That it's just, as soon as you get in that different environment and different cockpit, you kind of just revert to what you're doing. I mean, I could ask you the same question. When you go from driving, you know, a side by side to a truck, like, it doesn't take you any time at all, right? So it's kind of the same thing. You know, had one of them been completely new to me, it's a different answer. But, you know, I've had now 5 years with the IndyCar, and you know, this is going on year three with the DPI car, and they're both relatively unchanged for the most part. So pretty straightforward, and it was a good day on both sides of Sebring Raceway.
Yeah. So talking about, you know, obviously, you know, we've got the 24 hours of Daytona coming up. I know this is kind of a big weekend. They've kind of shifted things, and something kind of new. Obviously, you've got a great team around you with, you know, with Taylor and Albuquerque and obviously Helio and yourself. But, you know, the big thing is, you know, they've got the race before the race now. You know, they've got that 100-minute race to determine, I guess, starting positions. I mean, how are you guys approaching that? Obviously, you can't do a bunch of driver swaps, things like that, you know. But, you know, what's that change, you know, with your guys' plans and approach to the 24?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I don't really know that we know that answer yet, because the reason they're doing it is because in sports car racing you have what's called BOP, which stands for balance of performance. And they usually use the ROAR, which is kind of the weekend 3-day test, before the race, to kind of find what changes they're going to make to the fuel capacity, the weight, the power of each individual car, to kind of even them all out. And so what you have with that is you have a lot of teams playing games and manufacturers playing games to try and hide their true performance, so that they don't get too hefty of a performance penalty. So IMSA's idea of it is to, if there's a points paying race to set the grid, then you're going to see everyone's kind of full potential. I don't know that that's going to happen or not. I think we're all kind of waiting to see how the days leading into it progress, and kind of what the lap times are at that point compared to what they've been in the past. But yes, it's certainly a new obstacle for everyone to overcome, because quite frankly, I mean, the 24 Hours of Daytona is our Indy 500. So it's the most important race of the year for them, and it just so happens to be their first race. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes Sunday afternoon for sure.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, with something like the 24, you know, obviously, you know, you want to be on the front row at the Indy 500. You want to be on the pole, right? But, you know, if you start, you know, say in the third row, fourth row, something like that, like, yeah, it sucks because you want to be on the front row. But truthfully, it's a 500-mile race. Like, you, it's not like you're starting back in 33rd. But something like the 24 Hours of Daytona, I mean, starting on the pole or starting a little bit back in the field, I mean, you know, does it matter quite as much, Alex? Because it is, I mean, 24-hour-long race, right? You got plenty of time to make up a little bit of ground.
Yeah, it is the most irrelevant qualifying in motorsports history, I think, outside of Le Mans, probably. It's just a pride thing. And, you know, some teams and manufacturers, you know, for them, it's really important to have pole for their sponsors and kind of the media leading into the race. Like, that's a huge incentive for them. And so, like, that's fine. For other teams, it's like, yeah, I mean, we're just going to make sure that all of our preparation and time spent on track is purely for building the race car, and a single lap pace doesn't matter to us, type of thing. So it really depends on the team you're with, the manufacturer that you're driving for, and kind of their own needs that they need to have met. I can tell you in the past that, you know, it at Acura Team Penske, you know, 95% of what we did was purely focusing on the race car. But this race is so crazy. I mean, you can be lapped down at one point and still come back to win the race. So, yeah, I mean, that's a roundabout way of saying that qualifying is completely irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, you know, and, you know, talking about the race car, you know, obviously all of you guys have different driving styles, and this is something, you know, I've never really asked anybody before. And we've had a lot of, you know, guys that are professional, you know, endurance and sports car racers, but, you know, being that, you know, you got four guys, four different driving styles, all racing the same car. I mean, you know, how does that affect you as a driver? Because obviously you're not getting the optimal setup that Alex Rossi wants. You're getting something that kind of works for everybody, right?
For sure. And that's where it's such a different mindset to kind of be an endurance sports car driver than really anything else in racing. So it's the only form of motorsports where, like, if you're missing 2 or 3 or 4 tenths an ultimate lap pace, like, no one cares, right? If that were to happen in IndyCar, like, your job's on the line type of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's you're kind of judged and your performance level is perceived based on your lap average over kind of an hour and a half stint, right? And that takes into account traffic, GT traffic, that takes into account kind of managing potentially double stinting tires, so running a set of tires twice for two fuel loads. That's what sports car teams care about, is what is your stint average? You know, there's plenty of guys that can go out there and rip a lap off that's 2 or 3 tenths quicker than anyone, but then their average goes crap because you can't drive at 101% for 24 hours. Like, it's not feasible. So in reality, having your perfect car doesn't really matter, because you're not trying to get that last tiny bit of performance out of it. You're looking for a platform that's consistent for everyone, that no one hates. And that's really the main goal. No one's going to walk away with it being like, oh, that's the best car I've ever driven. It's friendly to drive. It's forgiving. It works well in the night and freezing temperatures. And it also works well in the heat of the day when it's 78 degrees and it's good in traffic. That's all you're looking for. And if you can have that and a mistake-free race, you'll probably win.
Yeah, I never really looked at it. It's kind of more of a speed over time thing, as you know, instead of a short burst. But interesting, you know, I don't know, good shit. I'm just like, I don't know. I never really looked at it that way. But let's talk a little bit about IndyCar. Obviously, you know, 2020 season, Alex, you and I have known each other for a long time. I mean, you've been pretty upfront. You know, it wasn't what you wanted out of 2020. It was a weird year for everybody. And I feel like even in professional sports, you've got guys that are at the top of their game. And some years, it's just not a good year for them. And I feel like for so many different reasons last year was that. You know, but heading into 2021, obviously you got to have the same prospects you did heading into last year, right? Win the championship.
Oh, 100%. The motivation's higher than ever. I mean, that was the worst year I've ever had in professional motorsports last year. So, I mean, in reality, I have to remind myself that in the big scheme of things and everything that's going on globally, like, it's kind of irrelevant. So I don't really need to get too worked up about it. I'm very thankful that motorsports kind of still exists, and that the teams and series and tracks and promoters kind of found a way to navigate kind of the current climate that we're in and hopefully on the other side of it. So 2020 ultimately is not going to be a year that's remembered for IndyCar racing. So if you're going to have a bad year, that's the one to have it. So yeah, I mean, we've put it behind us. We learned a lot. And I think that's the main thing to take out of it. It would be very unfortunate to have such a down year and not get anything out of it. I think we as a team reevaluated a lot of things that we were doing and how we were doing them. And I think kind of the last 3-4 events of the year, you know, we kind of got our stride back and we were on a run of 5 podium finishes in a row. And quite frankly, had St. Pete won until I made a pretty big mistake and kind of threw it away. So the team got back to the point that they needed to be at the start of the year. It just took us an extra 4 or 5 months to get there. But, you know, coming into 2021, I feel like that momentum's still on our side and we're still very aggressive and making sure that we've rectified our issues. So I feel very, very optimistic about this year.
Yeah. So looking at this year, I mean, what do you think about this calendar? Obviously, we've already got some adjustments. We got, you know, St. Pete getting pushed back to the second race of the year. We got a couple of Texas rounds before Indy. I mean, you know, I guess looking at it, you know, do the oval rounds, is that going to help you guys for Indy? I mean, we went, what was it, last year? You know, things have been shuffled and we went where we didn't have ovals before the Indy 500. So having a doubleheader at Texas actually help things, you know, heading into Indy?
Maybe. I mean, not so much from like a, it's not going to help your performance at Indianapolis, but where it's good is it gets all the guys like back into like speedway racing. You know, it's such a different form of driving. You know, the respect that you have kind of, and then margin you have to give guys when you're fighting is a lot different than a road course. So it's good from that standpoint. But ultimately, like, if you're fast at Texas, it does not mean that you're going to be good at Indianapolis. Like, it's a whole different car, whole different ball game from that standpoint. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good thing to be racing at those speeds before doing it for the big show.
Yeah. So, you know, that being said, I mean, it's going to be kind of weird. I mean, obviously, I guess I can't say weird anymore because you had Indy in August. You know, now we got Long Beach in September. Like, to me, this world is just like in this crazy vortex right now. But, you know, I guess yeah. We've all become accustomed to things that now aren't we shouldn't be accustomed to, right?
That is true. Yes. I never thought I'd feel normal wearing a mask, but here we are.
Here we are. That's what I said. You know, at some point after all this is said and done, people are going to be sitting on mountains of masks and all these, you know, stores are going to have mountains of masks and everybody's going to be like, what the hell do we do with all these, you know?
For sure. Yeah. Somehow make kindling out of it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. One big bonfire somewhere or something. Yeah. So, well, before we let you go, man, you know, so what's the next week look like for you? Obviously, we've got, you know, we've got, you're on track there, you know, this weekend. We got that 100-minute qualifying race, and then you almost got an entire week off, you know, leading up to the 24 hours. You know, what's like next week? What are you filling time with in that? You know, obviously, it's not all time on track.
Yeah, so I mean, kind of tomorrow's the main like primary media day for the season for IMSA, so it's a busy day. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're on track. I'm planning on going home to Indy, kind of Sunday night through Wednesday, just to kind of reset and break things up a little bit. And then I'll be back down here Wednesday for kind of all the pre-event stuff. And then yeah, I mean it's really Thursday. You're back at it again. And then the wild thing is Monday, so the day after the 24 Hours of Daytona, I'm back at Sebring, back in the IndyCar. So it's awesome. Like I love that this kind of 2.5 weeks is just driving. I feel lucky to be able to do both of these championships. So hopefully, you know, everything goes smoothly and we can get a 24-hour win. We've been close in the past, so hopefully this year's our year.
Well, Alex, I'm sure you and I could sit here and talk all day, but we got to take a short commercial break right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending 5 straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of 5 bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
All right. Well, welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here wrapping up hour number one. Big thanks to Alex Rossi, Tiffany Stone. Always fun having her on the show. Yes, I know in hour number two, we're going to jump into talking about this E-Short Course World Cup. Big breaking news coming out of there. I know some other breaking news coming out of the world of motorsports is that, the IndyCar kickoff in Alabama, yep, delayed a week. We've also got the Dakar rally that is wrapped up. We'll jump into some of that news here in the next segment. But, yeah, lots and lots happening. I know a lot of things shuffling around, Mint 400 getting moved, a lot of stuff getting in a gray area. There's like a fog around motorsports right now, and everybody kind of wondering what if, why, who, what, when, where. It's so weird to be in a year and I'm getting people asked, what's your race schedule? I don't know. Truthfully, I know how many events I want to do, how many am I going to be able to do. I don't really know. So, yeah, it's definitely an interesting time to be in the world of motorsports. Good news for you. Yeah, we are here with the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. And we will try and keep you updated, give you the latest, and let you know what's happening in the world of racing. So we've been doing it for 10 years now. We'll do our damn best to keep at it. But, yes, we're going to wrap up hour number one. Hour number two is going to be upon us when we return right here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Well, welcome back here to hour number two on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here kicking things off. We got Ryan Dungey on tap this week here in hour number two. Definitely looking forward to that interview coming up. We'll be rolling into that right after this break. But yes, Ryan Dungey here in the house on the show, and definitely looking forward to having him locked in and loaded. But before we do that, do have to give a shout out to Holden Heitritter. Jim Beaver East Short Course World Cup General Tire presented it, as well as Fistful of Bourbon. Yes, he was the big winner this last night. If you tuned into the live stream, thanks. If you missed it, that's all right. You know why? February 14th, 1 o'clock Eastern time. It's going to air on CBS Sports Network, and you can tune in and watch. I guarantee you the next couple of weeks, we're going to be hyping it. We're going to be promoting it. We're going to try and get you tuned in and watching it because I'm really, really excited to present that to the world and, yeah, let you guys see what my esports guys can do on that little thing called the television. But that being said, we do have some Dakar results. He's being brought to you by our good friends at Dirtfish Rally School. Find out more information on the web at www.dirtfish.com. Use the coupon code JimBeaver15. It'll get you 15% off any and all classes there at the Fish. So looking at the Dakar results, looking at the bike classes, it was Kevin Benavides taking home the victory. Our good friend Ricky Brabeck in the second spot for doing it for Team USA. And Sam Sunderland there in the third spot. That rounds out your podium. Looking at the car rankings, it was Stefan Petterhansel with yet another Dakar victory. One of the GOATs, one of the legends, one of the greatest of all time. Yeah, he took home yet another victory. We got Nasser Al-Attiyah and Carlos Sainz rounding out your top three. Talk about three legends right there, one, two, and three. Man, it doesn't doesn't get much much better than that. Looking at the UTV divisions, it was Contardo there taking home the top spot in the lightweight vehicle division. Austin Jones out of the United States, Jesse Jones' son, in the second spot, and Domzala in the third spot. Looking at the SSV rankings, excuse me, yes, that was the SSV rankings. My apologies. Looking at the classic rankings, we did have an American competing in that. It was Mark Dutton taking home the victory there. But yes, those were your Dakar results, and we are going to come back, and it's going to be Ryan Dungy on the line right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands-down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome a guy. It's been a couple of years since we've had him on the show. Ryan Dungy, man. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, it's good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, I started looking over things, and I think we've had you on the show like 3 or 4 times, and it's kind of crazy. Like, I think at one point we had you after one of your championships. I think Red Bull at the time set something up like right around your retirement. And then we also had one, I think we had one when you dropped that video with Red Bull where you're, you know, up there in Minnesota where you're, you know, going through the fields and stuff like that. And then I think we caught up with you right around, one of the guys from Supercross set it up right around Minneapolis time. So I feel like we've had you on around these marquee events in your career. And then, you know, obviously now we get to talk about some coffee and what you're doing in retired life. So I'm kind of really excited about this one, man.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's always fun catching up and chatting about things, of course.
Yeah. So how have things been? Obviously, we got a lot to catch up, but how's retired life been? I mean, obviously, you know, you've got a wife, you've got a daughter now. I mean, from most of the times we talked till now, life is vastly different for Ryan Dungy. How is everything?
It's awesome. I'm not gonna, I can't complain by any means. Once racing was finished up, me and my wife moved back to Minnesota. It's kind of where we were born and raised. So we, with sights on, kind of settling down a little bit, having a family and whatnot. So, we got back here. I think it was, September of 17. And then by, June 14th of 2019, we welcomed our little girl Harper into the world. So that was a huge, exciting time and a huge blessing. And, from then on, it's been about a year and a half since then. So we've been raising her up and, been a little bit everywhere, been at the racetrack a little bit in the industry, raising up Harper, been here in Minnesota. I started a coffee company now. So just a lot of new exciting stuff going on, but all good things and everybody's doing well. So, a little bit different change of pace from the racing days for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and kind of let's talk a little bit about that, because, you're one of the few guys, that are able to actually kind of, go out with, at the top of their game, and a lot of guys, it's after a really bad season, things like that. I know I've heard some rumors that you were possibly trying to get back on a bike. I mean, obviously, a lot's changed between now and when you retired. You had a lot going on in your personal life. Obviously, you got your daughter now, things like that. I mean, is there an itch still to go back possibly, Ryan, and maybe do a little bit more racing in some capacity?
Well, I think, I've definitely looked into things and seeked it out a little bit. I will say, which a lot of people know, but, I think there's always going to be an itch, for sure. It's one of those things that you do it for so long and then all of a sudden it's done. And of course it's just a matter of time until you get a break and get rested and kind of feeling that, I'm competitive, of course. So, it was fun competing. It was fun winning. It was fun, the challenge of the training aspect and testing. I miss all those things, of course. So I think at times it's you feel like it'd be exciting to go back, but at the same time, it's I think coming to grips too with the times where things are at. Things have passed, but I always have made a point that I never wanted to go back and that be the only thing that kind of. I feel like after racing, it was a learning process. I had never, kind of that step, you retired and it was like, one of those things, you feel like you have it all together. And then all of a sudden you really learn a lot about yourself in the process and going through it all. And a lot, that's a whole nother conversation story, but all good things, and so just kind of working through those, I will say I've gotten the itch and kind of seeked it out a little bit, and no doors opened, but I think you got to go back, test the waters and just see it a little bit if there's anything there. And but overall we're moving forward and I've always been moving forward, just seek it out. So
and I guess here's a question, because I think everybody thinks you and they immediately think Supercross, right? But, the great thing about a dirt bike is there's so many different disciplines. I mean, has there been an itch to try anything maybe out of the box? I know, I was talking a few months ago, we had Tara Geiger on the show, and she was talking about kind of moving away from motocross into more enduro stuff and things like that, and how she's kind of found her passion for riding dirt bikes again, and finding these different disciplines that challenge her that she hadn't been challenged like in a long time. I mean, is there anything out there, an itch to try possibly something different than Supercross on a bike?
I've had an itch to, try different things, different disciplines. I think this day and age, everybody in, in every sport and discipline and what you're doing, one, it's either something you got to start really early on, like racing dirt bikes, everybody started when they're 5, 6. So there's a huge, you're already behind. And I did seek out a little bit of car racing. That was something I always wanted to dabble in. But that's also a very competitive field. And, it's just saturated with a ton of good talent, and kids coming up. So, I think the one thing that for me that I looked forward to after racing was, You know, I always wanted to start my own business of some sort and kind of apply the things that I've learned with racing and the skills. And of course, there's a lot more to learn and there always will be. But, you know, during racing, one of the things I looked forward to was starting my own business. I didn't know what exactly, but that was one of the things that I always looked forward to doing and have done so. But I would say that was one of my bigger excitements after racing that I looked forward to. Yeah.
Well,
challenges.
Which is a good segue to talking about RD Coffee. But, you know, how did that come up? Because I know, you know, I've, you know, watched some other interviews with you and things like that. And I mean, you're passionate about coffee. I mean, this wasn't one of those like, oh, coffee's hot, let's go and cash in and try and start a business. Like, you've actually been a coffee connoisseur for a long time.
I have. Yeah. I mean, it started, gosh, back in 2005, 2006. And I just, you know, I didn't really quite know I was going to get as interested into it as I was, but, you know, from, you know, going to the tracks, enjoying coffee, meeting with friends, enjoying coffee. It got really fun there when I met my wife and we were able to start traveling together in different cities and different countries. And, you know, we tried coffee. So it was just one thing I was always interested in. And, you know, I had it's kind of funny enough, a lot of some friends that I had met along the way as well were passionate about coffee, and they were into roasting and they were into, you know, they had coffee shops and roasteries and stuff like that. So I was just kind of always kind of fascinated how it worked. And, you know, you'd have like a really good cup of coffee over here and you're like, man, what makes this so much better? And then you kind of go over, you know, your kind of general coffee is whatever it is, you know, your lower end stuff. And you're like, well, man, this wasn't that great. And so it kind of scratched my head. Like, well, what's the difference there? So I just kind of developed a passion for it over the years. And, you know, and I think that was the biggest thing. If I was going to do anything moving forward, like racing, right? I was passionate about it. The next thing that I did is like, well, I want to be passionate about what I do if I'm going to start a business of some sort. And it slowly started to develop into, at first I thought I was going to open up a cafe, or not a cafe, but a coffee shop. I was like, all right, that's kind of my initial impression. But after I started running the numbers, looking at things and kind of really diving in deeper, I was like, you know what? Like, you know, I kind of saved the time, especially with the times we're in. Like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on roasting and, you know, specialize in roasting small batch coffee and serving high quality coffee, a specialty coffee, which is the highest grade available. And we're going to start there. And that was in June that we launched with our first roast. And now we have four or five in our lineup, and it's kind of growing ever since. It's been received really well. So it's been a fun passion. It's been a fun journey. It's been a huge learning curve, and something that's really challenged me, I think, after racing, that I was kind of looking to kind of scratch that itch. And so it's kind of done that. And so it's been pretty cool how supportive everybody's been and received well. It's been received really well. And yeah, we're just trying. That's kind of been, if I had to say that, you know, one thing that I'm really putting a lot of my time and effort and energy into, aside from raising Harper and spending time with the family and so forth, that's it. So it's been fun.
And we definitely have more to come with Ryan Dungy here on the show. Before we head to the break, though, do want to remind you the show being brought to you by Manscaped. And you're looking for the best in men's below-the-waist trimming, tools. Go over to manscaped.com and use the code Jim Beaver. That's going to get you 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. We'll be back after this right here on the General Tire Down a Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90 degree flood to a 15 degree spot based on your vehicle speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Well, welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Got a multi-time guest on the line, one of the greatest of all times, to strap his legs over a dirt bike. Mr. Ryan Dungy on the line with me as we carry on this conversation. Yeah, well, and I know, like, when I started my, you know, my business 10 years ago, it's just kind of gone in all kinds of crazy different directions. But, you know, when you're first starting out, you know, you've got, like, the, you know, one of the greatest supercross riders of all time, right? And you've got all these accomplishments. You've got the trophy case. You've got that. But I got a feeling you're starting this business and you're watching, like, the first online orders come in, and here's a $20 order. Here's a $30 order. And you're probably getting so damn excited over these small orders, like, oh, people are buying my stuff.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, it's an experience, right? I mean, the whole thing, it's a leap of faith. It's kind of, you know, it's investing into yourself. It's investing into something else. It's taking a chance. I think, yeah, I mean, initially when, things started getting rolling and when you've seen, I mean, there was so much work that on the back end that went into, I mean, there was days I'm like scratching my head, like, dude, I don't know anything about shipping and I don't know anything about setting up a website or designing or product and there were so many things. I mean, I spent hours. So when I hit like the launch that live button on the website, to things are, you know, where, you know, I got the product ready, you know, we got a nice stash of inventory, and then you're like, okay guys, it's ready. And, you know, I'm ready. You know, I'm excited to see what you think, type of deal. What, you don't know what that response is going to be. So of course, when, you know, things get rolling, but it was good, thankfully. But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, not as extreme, but yeah, when you sit on the gate, that unknown, right? Like, what's going to happen? What are we in for? What, you know, are we going to be successful here? Is it going to go well? Are people going to like it? It's, yeah, all the same things I'm sure you felt too. So it's exciting, but yeah, it's a little risky too. Yeah.
Well, one thing I think is really interesting too is a lot of people in your shoes, they would have hired a bunch of people around them to kind of run this and get it off the ground. And it sounds like, I mean, you were involved and are involved in every single step of the way and every single process, right? I mean, I think that's pretty cool, Ryan, because, you know, a lot of people, like I said, would have just hired some people to handle it for them. And you might have made a decision here or there, but it seems like, I mean, your boots on the ground every day, you're looking at this thing.
It was, yeah. I mean, in the very initial beginning, it was, I was, you know, every aspect of it, I was looking over. I mean, even to the financials. And so it was, when I say learning curve, it was a good learning curve. But, you know, it's been cool too, because, yeah, as we've been able to grow and expand and, bringing people on to help, that's something I'm excited, you know, was always excited to do. And then ultimately, you know, I was roasting. I built out my garage. I had a really nice clean space, and I built my garage out. I had my roasters, and that lasted for a while. I was able to kind of tackle it. I knew it wasn't going to be able to do it forever. You know, now we've kind of graduated up, moving forward, and, you know, we got a roasting partner that we're working with now to make sure to keep up with the demand and so forth. And really nice setup, the Loring roaster. It's a really high quality, efficient machine. And so, you know, the next step, but yeah, I mean, it's nice to be, you know, I'm very much involved in every aspect of the business, but definitely making sure as we go, we're not sacrificing the quality of the product and every other aspect of the business too.
Yeah. So switching gears a little bit, I mean, I know, you know, when you first retired, and it kind of seems like a lot of guys do this, you know, you first retired from Supercross, you kind of stepped away, and you really weren't on a bike much, right? You kind of just needed, I think, a bit of separation. But how often are you on a bike and doing some riding now, Ryan?
Well, we live in Minnesota, so the time on the bike in the wintertime is obviously next to none. But, you know, through the warmer months, we got some, there's some pretty good tracks around here. So spending some time in the summer months the warmer months riding. So, but yeah, after, you know, right after racing, we dug really deep, right? Like we pushed it all the way to the finish, and, you know, it was a long, exhausting season. I mean, Eli was just breathing down our throats the whole time, and it just did not make it easy. And so I think I was just looking for a little getaway, a little break. So I fully stepped away from, kind of from the riding aspect of it all. But yeah, I still enjoy riding very much still. And, you know, just need a little break. That's all. But I will say if I could ride in the winter, I would. I just, it's, you know, here where we're at, it's just pretty minimal. That's all.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's not that I hate it or anything like that. It's not like it was before, right? Like it was the priority. It was your job.
Yeah.
It was what we were doing. And, it's still things that I do today involve it, but it's not like, it was then. So, yeah.
When you go out and ride, do you have to, push yourself at 100%, or do you go out and just have fun? I mean, do you do any free riding, or is it all mainly at the track?
People would probably laugh at this, but honestly, when I go to the track, I maybe get a little bit more arm pump because I don't ride as much, but I try to go at like a race pace, you know, without pushing it over the edge, just because like my mentality on the whole thing, it's like, I feel more comfortable and it's safer to go out there and execute going faster, like I've always done, right? Then like, hey, you know, like I always like to have a goal. Like I don't like to go out on the track and just like, you know, oh, I'll do as many laps as I feel, right? Because then there's this like, it's just open-ended. You start to daydream and wander, and it's like, okay, I'm going to do 20 minutes. I'm going to do a 20-minute moto. I'm going to make sure somebody has the lap times on me, just because it keeps me accountable and it just keeps me focused. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's just a comfort thing. And I think it's, you know, just like practicing all those years, I don't want to go out there and, you know, if you're not focused, it's just, you know, you're going fast. And so I want to do it right. And so when I'm out there on the track, I'm probably, that to me though is fun. Like yeah. Somebody be like, well, dude, that's no fun. But like that to me against the stopwatch, like it's like a game to me. I always felt like it was like, all right, can I get a little bit better? Can I get a little bit better? And that's just always been, you know, what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Well,
when I got it,
I do.
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I will say the one thing I do want to do more of is, adventure bike type riding. That's something I haven't got to spend a lot of time doing, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Well, I got to think too, like the bikes you're used to riding, you know, obviously these aren't ones that are just off the showroom floor. Like I know, you know, in my racing career, you know, whether it be the trophy trucks or in the factory Polaris Razors we've got now, like, you almost have to ride them or drive them at 100% because they just don't work right if they're not being driven at the limit. You know, like you can't really lay up because it just, the vehicle isn't made to lay up, you know. And I got a feeling the bikes you ride are probably the same way. Like if you go 75%, it just doesn't work right, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a good point as well. And, it, you know, if you ask anybody, is it fun to go slow? No, you know, either. I mean, you don't want to, you know, putt around, but if they could go faster, they would, right? Probably. So yeah, it's just, yeah. But you bring up a good point, especially on a dang race bike. I remember that back in the day, that was like, well, you don't ride it like you practice it and you're more timid and stuff. It ain't going to work the same. You know, you're going to hit bumps differently. You're going to be holding on differently. It's going to react differently. There's so many, it's a lot of pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a question. You're up in Minnesota. You said you can't really race during the wintertime. You taking up any snowmobiling?
You know, I've actually got some invites out here this winter, so I'm going to take them up on it because it's been a long time since I've gone. And we haven't really had the snowfalls here like I felt like we had when we were younger. So, that's something I haven't done any of, but I do want to. We actually took up you know, the last year's winters we've been skiing. So that's been pretty fun. I mean, people will probably laugh like, well, what do you got for there for mountains? But we got some hills that are pretty decent size. And but skiing's actually been pretty fun. And not to mention, I actually just got back this morning. We went really early. Me and my dad, we went ice fishing. So
Oh, nice.
we've been getting into that quite a bit. And it's safe. You know, we got 12 to 15 inches of ice. And it's kind of weird being out there on the ice, but it's good.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to put a pause on this thing for a minute or two. Obviously, we're knee-deep in this amazing interview with one of the greatest of all time, Ryan Dungey. We got him sitting in a hold pattern right now. But, it is time to give you another quick little promo from one of our amazing partners here on the show. And don't forget, today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped.com. The best in men's below-the-waist grooming needs. You're looking to change your life below the waist. Well, let me tell you, Manscaped can get you dialed in, and I can get you 20% off at manscaped.com. That's right. Use the coupon code JimBeaver. It's going to get you 20% off plus free shipping. Who doesn't want free shipping? I want free shipping. You want free shipping? Yes, 20% off plus free shipping there at manscaped.com. And I also have to mention, I actually finally got around to putting my Bronco order in. That is right, my Ford Bronco. Finally, my number was pulled, and I got to put the order in. A lot of you probably wondering, what color to go with? Well, I'm telling you, I went with a four-door. I went the Badlands, you know, the off-road centric version of the Bronco. I actually went with a stick shift as well. And to top it all off, I went with black on black. That's right. Black exterior, black interior. I want one that's like murdered out, I think. I kind of decided I was going with orange, then I was going with red. I went at one point, what is that other color? Area 51, and I ended up rolling yes with black, and figured if I wrap it, whatever, you know, we can do some fun stuff with the black. So yep, went with a black Ford Bronco. I'm stoked, you know, but everybody's asking me, you getting excited, Jimmy? You getting excited? I can't say that I'm getting excited, mainly because I have no idea when it's going to get here. I've been wanting one for about 20 years now, and finally put my order in, and no idea when it's going to get here. So no excitement whatsoever on my part. When I see it show up, I think I'll get excited then. But, speaking of excitement, more excitement with Ryan Dungey right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We'll return after this short commercial break. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver, along with one of the best in the business, Ryan Dungey, right here on the show in the flesh. Ryan, something you'd said kind of before the break piqued my interest a bit. Well, I got a feeling one of your invites is probably from a good mutual friend of ours, and I got to give you warning. I haven't said this story on air before, but I was up in Minnesota. I got some family up there last December, and Levi LaValle is a very dear friend of mine, and I know he's a good friend of yours too. And Levi's like, "Come on," he's like, "Let's go snowmobiling." I'm like, "All right, here's this kid from Arizona, ridden a snowmobile like 4 or 5 times in my life, right?" So I'm with one of the best ever to do it. We're out. He's like, "Let's go hit the trails." We get to this frozen lake, and he's like, "Hang on a second." And he goes out on this lake, and he flips around, and he comes back, and he's like, "Jimmy," he's like, "We're good," and I'm like, "We're good?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, the ice might break apart in the middle, and it might be a little bit of open water, but he's like, "If you feel the back start sinking," he's like, "just gun it. You'll be fine." And he takes off. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, "Did he just say that?" I'm like, "Man, I got to follow him."
Oh,
so
my God.
I get on there. I get out to the middle, and literally the ice starts sinking, the rear of the sled, and I am pinned. I am on it. And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." I get across, and he's like, "Wasn't that fun?" I'm like, "Levi, what planet are you on, dude? That wasn't fun." And I was just
like. that doesn't get me excited. Wow. Yeah, no, that I've heard stories like that. I'm like, I hope I never get caught in that moment.
I was just laughing because I know he's a good friend of yours as well. And I'm like, yeah, just be a little timid around Levi because he's he's Levi. So
yeah. No, we spent a lot of time together. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of time, but when we're together, you know, we've been wakeboarding a couple summers, and yeah. He busts out the wakeboard and just launches it. And I'm like, oh, and I don't get much time on it, so I'm not very good. But just seeing him, he's pretty good in a lot of disciplines. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, he's a good guy. Good family there.
Yeah, what's funny too, because speaking of him, we're going down a rabbit hole now. But a couple of years ago, you know, I race cars, and Dirtfish Rally School is one of my sponsors. So I was going up there, and there, I called him and I said, "Hey, you want to go to rally school?" And he's like, "Yeah, I want to go to rally school." So he got up there, and he'd never driven a rally car before, you know. And you know, here we are, and you know, day one, like, you know, I'm just completely wiping the floor with him, which I should be. By day three, he got so ridiculously fast in a rally car, and I've never seen somebody in a matter of 3 days. Literally go from just being a yard sale to being like he could actually race quick, you know, and it was amazing how quick he picked it up, you know, and it was something he'd never even done before.
Yeah, no, he's impressive, the learning curve. Yeah, I mean, even seeing all the stuff he does, it's just mind blowing. I don't know if you've watched his Red Bull, the Red Bull videos and the flipping up onto the parking ramp. So yeah. I gotta imagine his hand-to-eye coordination is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, I know, speaking of riding, I do want to chime in because I know you've got a great relationship. You've done some stuff not only, you know, on the bike and stuff like that, but with Artie Coffee. Tell us a little bit about what you got going with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, because I know you do a lot with them, and I think this is one of the really cool ways you give back.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, I guess the beginning of that relationship with St. Jude started in 2012, and that was it was actually through a mutual sponsor that I had, it was actually through Target, who they have the Target House at St. Jude for longer term patients. And so we got a chance to visit there, and you know, for a long time I was looking for an opportunity. My grandmother had passed away in 2005 to cancer. And for a while since then, I was like looking for a way to give back, whether it was through a foundation or an event or a ride. And actually it kind of started to come together in 2012. We started a charity bike ride. It now has a running portion to it. It's called the St. Jude Ride and 5K Run. And it takes place every summer, and 100% of the proceeds go to St. Jude. So, you know, we've had that relationship. We go down there, we try to go down there every single year and, you know, and see the hospital and the tour, and it's just an amazing place, and what they're doing is obviously incredible. So that's kind of how it all started. And, you know, and getting to know the people at St. Jude and, you know, working with them, it was kind of amazing, because as we got together and working together on the ride, and then that soon, that relationship kind of extended into partnering with Feld Motorsports, the promoters of Supercross and Monster Jam. And so things have just kind of gone to where I never really anticipated or expected, but it's been awesome. I mean, they're great people. We've all raised a lot of money for the hospital. So we've done really good, and you know, just trying to help the kids and whatnot. And that's also continued growing. Even with the coffee company, it was just kind of a natural, like, looking to give back through the coffee company, Artie Coffee. You know, this past winter, we did a 5% of the sales of the holiday blend we donated to St. Jude as well. So it's just that's just one thing. I don't say that check this out, but yeah. It's just more so, you know, there's a special place in my heart for it. You know, obviously starting with my grandmother who passed away from cancer. And I think anybody who's ever been affected by cancer or, you know, a family member, it's a terrible thing, you know, and I think in the position you're in, you know, you look for any way to give back or any way to help. And so, you know, very much so whatever I do or whatever I'm involved in, you know, that's just one, you know, aspect of it all that, you know, want to do good and give back to. And if, you know, and that was one thing with the coffee company, I wanted to make sure there was a charitable component to it, that it was going to do good and generate, money towards the hospital as well. So Heck, it's been amazing. We're always looking to do more. And I mean, even anybody listening, if you ever get a chance to visit the hospital, I mean, it is mind blowing. It's just what they're doing, the research, the advancements they're making. It's a place that you go to, you see what they're doing and you only want to get behind it even more. And then you see in the kids and the special treatments. I mean, nobody at St. Jude pays, you know, all the patients and the kids, the families, they don't pay for nothing. I mean, food, housing, travel. So everything's taken care of. And so it's just an amazing place where I always, you know, support it for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. So before we close out, I want to, you know, talk a little bit about Supercross now. I know obviously you've been tuning in 2021, and I kind of want to talk about the format and then, you know, what you're thinking for 2021. But these 2 day a week things, I know that kind of, you know, they had to start those last year to kind of get everything in, and then moving forward into this year, they kept, they're calling them Super Tuesday rounds, things like that. You know, what is your thought on this? Because, I mean, I know a typical, you know, during the season, a typical schedule in a regular year for a guy like Ryan Dungey, you know, and track time and everything's down to a science, you know what I mean? And how, you know, throwing in these Super Tuesday rounds where you got 2 days off in between, same track, different layout, like, you know, I'm looking at this going, man, that's one, it's got to be tough on the riders. I mean, what's your take on this new kind of format with the calendars?
Well, I think for the fans, it's definitely exciting. I mean, there's a lot of action, right? Like, you just got done watching the race Saturday, and that was on last night, and then it's going to be on Saturday again. So I think for a fan, it's exciting, but it's definitely a lot of racing back to back. It all comes out to amount to the same amount of racing, of course. But I think the counter, you know, to counter it a little bit, where you're doing a lot of racing back to back to back, the one thing you got to remember that you're not doing, these guys aren't flying home in between practicing during the week. I think for sure, I don't believe anybody rode Sunday and Monday after Saturday, and so there's no. You're kind of more resting and hanging out, which some riders probably like that. Some probably not so much because they like to just be on the bike more so. But like, I think probably they're going to go, you know, what do they got? 3 or 4 days now in between Saturday. So I'm sure they're going to find a track down in Houston and ride and get a little practice in just to keep the feel. But, you know, it's just the circumstances. It's what it is. I think as a rider, it's just something you got to control in your mind, right? Like, sometimes it crosses my mind like, well, man, it's a Tuesday. I mean, it's something about racing on a Saturday. It's just kind of nice. It's like a weekend vibe feel. And now you're racing on a Tuesday. There's nobody in the stands. So it's like, you really got to make sure that you keep your focus and you know, stay in the moment and not think about all those things. But at the same time, I think these guys are just excited to go racing. The fact that they can go racing, and it, you know, I will say I'm pretty impressed. It's pretty impressive with the amount of talent in the field. I mean, there's when I've watched in these last couple weekends, the top, I mean, I don't know what it was, top 15s within 1 second. I mean, that is unheard of. So I think as a fan, it's exciting. For a rider, it's a little bit like, man, it's not the greatest, because there's just, it makes it your job that much tougher, and you're really critical in getting a start, but it's what it is, you know. It's exciting. It's exciting times for sure.
Yeah. And you know, that's one of the interesting things you mentioned about, you know, the talent, the level in it. And I don't know how to word this because I need to word it right. But like, when you were riding, I mean, you were the guy, right? And there was guys that just had dominating seasons, and it was just like, you know, certain years, if Ryan Dungey didn't win, it was weird. You know, it's like you showed up and you were expected to win, right? But I feel like this year and the last couple of years, I mean, it's really been a crapshoot. Like, there's a good 10 guys on any given day that can win, you know, and I think it's an interesting place for Supercross, because I feel like we've had these eras, you know what I mean? And you had your era, and you know, obviously, you know, Villopoto had a great run, and McGrath, and you know, and we can go down Carmichael and James Stewart. But I feel like there was, you know, now we're at a point where there's a lot of guys that can win on any given weekend. So for a fan, it's actually pretty exciting, because it's not really, you know, it's not really down to two or three like it used to be. It's 10 to 12, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. And yeah, I mean, if you think about back in Ricky, and when it was kind of Ricky, James, and Chad, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, those three guys you're looking at. But right now it's like, you're sitting there, you kind of scratch your head. Well, like, could pick this guy, but man, it's kind of all about a start. And if you don't get a start, can you really work through the pack? And then we saw guys on Saturday, didn't get a great start, didn't really come through the pack, or if there was a mistake. So I think it's, if you're a rider, you're going to just have to be that much more precise, especially in a championship run. I mean, I think the guys will start to weed out, as far as you'll see like the four, I don't know if it's three, four or five guys, kind of like those are going to be the guys up front every single weekend. I think you'll get to that point, but right now it's, my dad and I text back and forth, who you got tonight? You know, who do you got? And it's like, you know, I don't know who to pick really, but you know, so anyway, it's good for the fans. I think it's really good times for our sport, and it just makes it that much more exciting. And, but yeah, if you're a rider, it's not what you want, but at the end of the day, it's going to be good for everybody.
Well, Ryan, I appreciate you taking the time, man. We just clipped off the 30-minute mark, but man, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. I appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck with RD Coffee.
Absolutely, I appreciate the time as well, Jim, and have a great day that side. Thank you,
man. What a you think people throw the word class act around a lot, but with Ryan Dungey, absolutely mean it. You know. This guy is one of the best in the business, and been fortunate to have him on the show countless times at this point. And, you know, such an awesome interview and a great guy. And check out RD Coffee. I personally haven't had a chance to try it out yet, but I'm going to go online and order some right away. And, yeah, anything Ryan Dungey stamps his name on, you know it's got to be good, you know. So, yeah, definitely fun catching up with Ryan Dungey. Man, Alex Rossi, big show this week. And, yeah, like having a 1-2 punch like that. So we are going to take a short commercial break here. And we come back, it's going to be time to wrap things up right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
And that's all she wrote this week on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. That is it, man. Big thanks to Alexander Rossi, Ryan Dungey, Tiffany Stone, and everybody that helps make this thing happen behind the scenes. Big thanks to General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, GSBX TV Axles, Dirtfish, Optimus, our good friends at iRacing, our good friends at Manscaped. Don't forget, manscaped.com, Jim Beaver. That will get you 20% off plus free shipping. Jim Beaver 15, that is going to get you a whopping 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. And, yeah, if you're looking for an iRacing code, PR-Jim Beaver, that's going to get you 50% off at iRacing right now. So lots going on. Big thanks to everybody who tuned in to the General Tire E-Short Course World Cup presented by Fistful of Bourbon. Yes, Fistful of Bourbon, another one of our great sponsors here on the show. Not just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Go and try some of that. And lots of listeners and viewers, and I think we had over 100,000 people tuned in last night. So thank you guys. An amazing race. And it is going to be airing on CBS Sports Network February 14th, 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. It's the lead into the Daytona 500. Yes, our little race has got a big, big time slot. So CBS Sports Network on television, February 14th, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we're going to be racing some short course on TV. Myself, Tiffany Stone, and Evan Pisacco, we will be calling all the action there on television for you. So, yeah, man, big stuff happening in our world and hopefully your world too. I'm getting ready to head out to King of the Hammers. If any of you are heading out to King of the Hammers, let me know. I will be around Hammertown for a good solid week. Would love to see you guys. Would love to meet you. Listeners, fans of the show, always fun catching up with you guys. I know we've got we got to get some Ultra 4 racers on here at some point really, really soon. Definitely. We got a lot of stuff cranking in the world of off-road, but I got to tell you, you know, Mid 400 delayed till December. King of the Hammers, it is going on. I think it's going to command huge ratings on the live stream and a lot of people in person. Man, we're all, you know, just salivating over going to a major off-road race. King of the Hammers, man, it is like the Super Bowl of off-road races. You got desert UTVs, trophy trucks. You got, you know, rock UTVs, rock crawlers. I mean, you got a little bit of everything out there in Hammertown. Bam, I'm looking forward to being out there on the dry lake bed or on the lake bed, camping out, enjoying a few fistfuls of bourbon with my friends. And, yeah, it is definitely going to be an epic good time right there in Hammertown. So, yeah, that's going on. Hopefully you guys are out there and join me. You got any guest suggestions, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on the little social media machine, and we will definitely try and get those people on the show. With new website being built, it'll be up within the next week, so be watching for that. And we'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.